John Fitzgerald Kennedy lies in a place of peace, a place exalted by man's love and consecrated by his sorrow, a love that came to him as a reward for his manifold services to the nations in their progress towards liberty and concord, a sorrow evoked by the tragedy that bore him away when his life was at the full. As we unite to render this requiem in his honor, may remembrance lay aside the veil that enfolds him now and renew the vision of a young leader standing amongst the nations, fearless and wise for peace, bending the great bow of his power in the true service of God and man. Again we see him striving to unseat the base prejudices which have for generations prevented millions of fellow Americans from taking hold of the sacred fruits of their country's liberty, as vouchsafed to them in divine ordinance, endorsed by the nation's fathers, and pledged them many times in fire and blood. Yet, as we dwell on the image of John Kennedy, well might the world unequivocally repose its trust in the nation who cradled him and bore his genius forth, insofar as it yearns for peace and inasmuch as it would be free. For there is seen in him not one man standing in isolated grandeur on the lonely peak of greatness, but rather one man embodying the spirit of justice that has flowed like a benevolent stream through the heart of America from the beginning. And it is most clearly discerned in a noble tradition of enlightened leadership based on the freely expressed will of the majority of its people. It is manifest that as long as America possesses this spirit and follows in this tradition, she will be proof against such malevolence as may arise from within and such contagion as may assail her from without. Thus will she go on to discharge right gloriously the role that destiny now lays upon her, to lead the nations in the forward march according to the will of the Most High God. Now let us sing of him we mourn, sadly, yet with inestimable pride, and in the sure knowledge that as the vision fades and the veil falls back to shroud her illustrious dead, the example given to the world by John Kennedy will be born as a seed into time and flourish forever.